Its current state on 90.5 WKAR every weekday at noon. Hear us on AM 870 WKAR. Baseball fans know Peter Morris of Hazlitt as one of the game's great historians. And there's another game he loves, Scrabble. In 1991, he won the first ever World Scrabble Championships. On Thursday, the silver anniversary of his win will be marked in Lansing. Current state Scott Pohl talked with Peter Morris about his time as the greatest Scrabble player in the world. I'll bet he's been playing all his life, hasn't he, Scott?
He sure has, Mark. Now, his mom played Scrabble with him as a youngster as a means of teaching him new words. He obviously got really good. In the 1980s, he moved to East Lansing from Toronto to be near some other outstanding players so they could play more often. He won the national championship in 1989 and did well enough in other tournaments to earn an invitation to the first world championships 2 years later.
The players were selected based on their computer ratings. And so because I'd won the nationals a couple years ago, come second another year and seventh the next year, I had a very high computer rating. And so I was able to qualify automatically to be one of in fact, I had a choice. I could either be the U.S. representative or a Canadian representative because I had dual citizenship.
In international competition, I have to assume that the game is played in English. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a world English-speaking Scrabble.
Are there other world championships in other languages?
The French have a championship. And in fact, the last winner was a guy from New Zealand who doesn't speak French, who just memorized the French dictionary.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a story.
It was.
All right. So take us to 1991. Where is this first world championship played at?
The first world championship was played in London, England. There were 48 players from 20 countries. So just getting selected was a real honor.
So more than one from the U.S.?
Yeah, there were eight from the U.S., okay. Three from Canada. I ended up taking one of the U.S. spots. So I was one of the eight from the U.S. And pretty much every English-speaking kind of, England had six or eight players. Australia had two or three. New Zealand had two or three. And then there were quite a few other countries that would send one. And even several countries that weren't English-speaking sent a player who'd played in English, obviously. And some of them had pretty big disadvantages.
What's the format? Is it something along the lines of the NCAA tournament, single elimination, so to speak? How did that work?
No, the format was more like the World Cup of soccer, where they sort of play this preliminary round. They play round robin, and they eliminate. They went from 48 to 16 based on these five preliminary games, and then once they were down to 16, then we played a knockout. But it wasn't a single; it was best two out of three.
Okay.
So at least, because Scrabble, there is a luck element. So at least that was designed to minimize the luck, to at least, you could have a bad game and bounce back and have another chance.
It occurs to me to ask, in international chess competition, there's a clock in the game. Is there a clock in international Scrabble?
There is. And it's exactly like a chess clock. Each player gets a certain amount of time for all of their moves during the game. Which means you can conserve your time if you want. You can play fast and conserve your time. You can sort of just ration and say, okay, 2 or 3 minutes for each move. But if you have an easy decision, if your first rack is four O's and three U's, you don't waste any time. You just go, I'm trading these letters in and hit the clock, and it's on the opponent's time. And the big advantage, if you're playing fast and you're hitting your opponent's clock, then your opponent has to think on their clock and not on your clock. So there's a lot of advantages to being as fast as you can.
If you build a lead, can you run out the clock?
No. So the game continues until all the tiles are used. And if somebody goes over their clock, then there's a penalty for the 10 points per minute penalty. So you can't run out the clock.
We're talking with Peter Morris of Hazlitt about the 25-year anniversary of his victory in the first World Scrabble Championship. What can you tell us about that championship game?
I qualified for the final 16, and I was able to get through my first three opponents. And so the finals, I was playing a man named Brian Capoletto, who's a really good friend of mine from Chicago. It's a cordial, but it's also, it's a little difficult playing a really good friend. And so we played 2 out of 3. The first game, I got very good letters and won fairly handily. The second game, he played very well and was able to even it up. So it boiled down to one game. Neither one of us had very good tiles, and we were just kind of plodding through poor tiles. And it came down to he emptied the bag and had 4 tiles on his rack, and so I had 7. And because you're allowed to track tiles in a tournament, you're allowed to, you know what, of course, what the 100 tiles are that you start with. And you're allowed to track tiles. You're allowed to keep track of what tiles are played. And, of course, you can see which tiles are played. So I knew at that point what 4 letters he had. And so the score is almost tied, and he has E-E-I-R. And I have what looks like a really dreadful rack. I have an M and a B and a V and a W and a, you know, a bunch of tiles that look awful. But fortunately, it's my turn, and there's 2 different ways to use the V for about 30 points. I can use it on the upper right quadrant for about 40 points, or I can use it in the lower left for about 35 points. So I'm figuring out, you know, what would happen if I do one or the other, and then he's got E-E-I-R. So I have to figure out, well, what can he come back with E-E-I-R? The letter D is on the board. So he can play eider through it, E-I-D-E-R, like eider down, eider duck, the feathers. And he's going to go out. And so, okay, if I'm counting it up, and if I make my highest scoring play, my 40-point play, I'm going to lose by 3 points. So now I'm like, okay, now I can't go with that strategy. Now I've got to – so I realize my only chance is to try to figure out a way to – I've got to block eider, and then I've got to preserve my other – so I have to block eider with letters that I'm not going to use, with not using the V, because I want to use the V for either 40 points or 30 points, and then I've got a chance to win. So I played MIB, which got rid of my M and my B, which were two tiles that were 3-point tiles, so I needed to get rid of them. And it blocked eider, and it didn't score a whole lot of points, it scored about 13 points. But now he has no way to go out, and I'm going to get either my 40 or my 30. And so he elects to block my 40-point play, and I take my 30-point play, and he's got 2 1-point tiles. So again, he can't score many points. He gets about 10 points each time, and I win by 4 points.
I have to tell you, it's amazing 25 years later, the precision with which you remember this last game.
Yeah. Well, it was a move. Unfortunately, because I was a fast player and Brian's not the fastest player, I had a lot of time to think about this and to figure out all the permutations and combinations. And the really interesting thing was that they were showing the match in closed circuit TV in the next room with all these expert players. And they'd all concluded that I was going to lose. Nobody could find a way that I was going to win. And when I played MIB, and they were like, he didn't score his points. And, and then I thought, well, why? But Brian's really left with a conundrum here. And
the best offense is a good defense.
It turned out to be that time, yeah.
So what did Peter Morris win for that World Championship, Scott?
There was a $10,000 prize, a Royal Dalton Crystal Trophy, and, of course, a beautiful dictionary.
Of course. Is he still playing Scrabble?
Not competitively, no. As for friendly games, he says lots of people won't play them, but I did.
Uh-oh.
Here's a bit of that game. I went first.
Gloat.
12.
O-H-M, ohm, under gloat. So you're getting lots of words here.
Yeah, because I got the M doubled. So 6, 10, 12, 13, 15, 16, 20, 21, 27.
I'm already way behind. All right, let's see what I've got here. Jug for 11.
Yeah, so we're tied.
I'm tied with a world champion.
She looks impressed.
You're not impressed, are you? Locks and axe.
Mm-hmm.
Triple A for 3 plus 8 is 11 plus 8 is 19, 20, 21. Oh my gosh, breeding. You're going to get a bonus.
Okay, so that's, yes. So 50-point bonus is 68.
VOE, V-O-E for 12. QI twice, which makes 22. I didn't have any doubles in there, did I?
No. Yeah, but you get in as well, so it's 24.
Oh, yes. Vo becomes vos, and with the S, sallied.
80.
80?
Yep.
Holy cow.
You get the picture, Mark. I lost to Peter Morris 463 to 262. He crushed me.
But X, I love that. Yeah. You were able to play the X, and it's worth 8 in a triple and a double letter, whatever. Thursday night at 7, we'll point out Peter Morris will mark the 25th anniversary of his win in the first World Scrabble Championships at an event at Lansing City Hall in conjunction with the Lansing Has Fun exhibit on display there. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.